B'tachin for Life, Shir 1781, Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos, Parshas Nasai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Yeshuas. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Yeshuas B'Kariv B'Soich Shar Yisrael. We are talking about feeling smicha, feeling dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlomo. One of our listeners reached out and wanted to know, how does a person feel these ideas? How do we develop it in our minds and in our hearts? Now, we explained this already. We gave different ways that a person can feel it. A person can develop these feelings of emunah and bitachin. For example, through actions. For example, through repetition. For example, through singing psukim, saying over the ideas. But it's important to understand that feelings is something that can be developed. Sometimes a person thinks that certain things that they're trying to incorporate into their lives are only lip service, and they can't ingrain it into their emotions. And that's a mistake. Every action, everything we see, everything we hear, impacts the way we feel. That's why the Torah is so careful about what a person sees, what a person hears, what a person does. The Chinuch writes many times in many mitzvahs, Adam nifal lefi pu'uleisav. A person gets impacted by his actions. So there are many ways to develop feelings of bitachon. One of the ways is to repeat it to yourself again and again. Take a pasuk and repeat it to yourself again and again. We mentioned various psukim. You could pick any pasuk. For example, V'habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisevenu, a pasuk in Tehillim. Or the psukim in Yeshe b'Seser, like we elaborated on, Ba'arichos, in the Shiurim from 1055 and on. Any of these psukim will help you feel it, but it's important for you to understand that it's something that you can feel. The Eitz Hara is going to tell you, listen, you worked so hard, you spent so much time listening to Shiurim, working on it, you don't feel it. That's a mistake. Of course you feel it. It's very difficult for a person to notice advancements when it's Chavis HaLavavis, when it's internal advancements. It's very difficult to see how you're advancing, especially if it's something that you won't necessarily see in the open. It's not an action. It's something internal. But sometimes it's worth it for a person to document. Take a moment, write down, what am I concerned about? What am I afraid of? Put it away and look at it in a month, in 2 months, in 3 months. After you put in serious effort in bitachon, you try to repeat concepts, you try to do actions that demonstrate bitachon, like we gave a few examples, buying for Shabbos. These things really make you advance, and then when you pull out that piece of paper, you will see that you are advancing in bitachon. The Eitz Hara is going to try to make you forget and make you try to feel that nothing's happening because you're still afraid of X, Y, and Z. But you have to understand that advancement takes time, day by day, week by week. But the more a person repeats to themselves the ideas, listens, acts, tries to feel it a little bit, every advancement brings you closer to real menuchas ha'nefesh.